The city of Charlotte has said it doesn't have enough money to finish the Cross Charlotte Trail, a 26-mile continuous bike and pedestrian trail from one end of the county to the other. But the city does have tens of millions of hospitality tax dollars available if it were to consider the trail a tourism project. That would finish the trail, but also jeopardize money set aside for the Bank America Stadium and Spectrum Center. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
For 5 years, the city of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County have been connecting existing greenways to build a continuous 26-mile trail for pedestrians and bicyclists. Then came the bad news Monday night.
But what we've learned about trail building is trails are not too unlike roads. And roads can be costly and complicated, and not every section is the same.
That's Liz Babson, director of the Charlotte Department of Transportation. CDOT had projected the cost to be $38 million overall, but she told council members the remaining 10 miles, mostly in northeast Charlotte, will cost $77 million. So
we have a proposal that will bring forward 18 miles of continuous trail, supplemented by 8 miles of street improvements for pedestrians and cyclists to give us that 26 miles ultimately.
Some council members are furious with CDOT for not having better planning and underestimating how much the trail would cost. Councilmember Braxton Winston wants the city to use hotel motel occupancy taxes dedicated for tourism to finish the trail. He says there's no reason the city can't market the trail to outsiders and consider it a tourism venue.
And we should view it as a catalyst for visitors from outside of our region to come here and take part in an attraction that is unique to Charlotte.
Tourism taxes on hotel rooms and prepared food and beverages in Mecklenburg County generate about $91 million each year. By state law, those hospitality taxes are restricted for tourism-related activities. Some of that money has specific purposes, like the NASCAR Hall of Fame and the Convention Center. And the city has prioritized spending some of those millions on maintaining the city-owned Spectrum Center and renovating the Panthers Bank of America Stadium. But the city does have flexibility with some of that money for general tourism projects. Winston says the taxes are not a
Panthers or Hornets tax. This is tourism tax. So we should look at all ways that we can support tourism in a broad manner.
But would the Charlotte Cross Trail be a tourism project? It would mostly be used by locals. But that's also true for some buildings that receive tourism funds, like Ovens Auditorium. Let's look at the Time Out Guide for New York City and its top 10 tourist attractions. Its number one attraction is the Empire State Building, its third best attraction is Central Park, and number eight on its list is the High Line, a new elevated park / greenway on an abandoned rail line.
I think that could be a draw and something that could put Charlotte on the map for visitors.
That's Shannon Menz of Sustain Charlotte, which supports the trail.
We lack tourist amenities in Charlotte. We are not on many tourist, top 10 lists. And I think there is a growing demand, not just among residents, but among people who travel, who are looking for things like this to do.
The city has set aside $70 million for a second round of renovations at Bank of America Stadium, and that money will be available in 2023. That's almost enough money to finish the trail. Those millions come from a pot of money reserved for either the convention center, the stadium, or amateur sports. Winston says the city could, in theory, use the trail to hold a marathon or other biking and running races and classify it as an amateur sports venue. Historically, the city council offers little input on how tourism dollars are spent. The Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority and the city tell council members how they want to spend the money, and council members almost always agree. Winston wants to change that. No other council member voiced support for his idea at Monday's meeting, but he says some have indicated to him they're open to the idea. Meanwhile, city staff said they will get back to council on how much hotel motel tax money is available and whether they think it could be used for the trail. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.